Canto 1. Dhritarashtra quits home. While traveling on pilgrimage, Vidura received his full satisfaction of transcendental knowledge from Maitreya Rishi. Then he returned to Hastinapur. Arriving at the palace, Vidura was greeted by the Pandavas, Dhritarashtra and his wife Gandhari, Kunti, Kripa, and many others. They rushed to receive him. And due to their great delight, it appeared that they had regained their consciousness after a long period of sleep. While offering obeisances or embracing Vidura, according to their relationship, everyone shed tears of affection due to relief from the anxiety of a long separation. Hatra Vidura had been sumptuously fed and he had rested sufficiently. Maharaj Yudhisthira sat him comfortably and asked, "Uncle, do you remember how your partiality, like the wings of a bird, saved us and our mother Kunti from all sorts of calamities? While traveling to holy places of pilgrimage, how did you maintain yourself? Devotees like your good self are truly holy places personified." Canto 1, Chapter 13, Verse 10. Bhavadvida Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swantakstena Gadabrita. Yudhisthira said to Vidura, "Oh, Vidura, devotees like your good self are verily places of holy places personified. Tirthi Kurvanti. You turn any place into holy place of pilgrimage. Why? Swaanta Stena. Because Stena, standing in your Swaanta within your heart, is the personification of Godhead. Because you carry the personality of Godhead within your heart, you turn all places into places of pilgrimage. Bhavadvida Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhutak Swayam Vibho Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swantakstena Gadabrita. Oh Vidura, you must have visited Dwarka. Please tell us how the Yarus are faring." Vidura described his various experiences. However, he did not reveal the annihilation of the Yadu dynasty. He could not bear to see the Pandavas distressed at any time. Actually, Vidura was an incarnation of Yamaraj, who had been previously cursed by Mandavya Muni to be born as a Shudra. During Yamaraj's 100 years absence, Aryama, who is one of the 12 Adityas, ruled in his place and punished the sinful. Why did Vidura return to Hastinapur after taking sannyas? Only to preach, to rectify the mentality of his misguided elder brother named Dhritarashtra. All the relatives treated Vidura like a saint. But when he sat down to instruct Dhritarashtra and all the palace residents, including the Pandavas and their mother, gathered around to hear him, for such spiritual discourses benefit everyone. Insurmountable eternal time had overcome Dhritarashtra. He had become overly engrossed and attached to his family. Vidura sarcastically addressed Dhritarashtra as king and then warned, quote, "Please leave the palace immediately, for fear has already seized you. This frightful situation cannot be removed by anyone, for it is Krishna as Kala who has approached us all. Whoever is under the influence of eternal time must surrender his most dear life, and so what to speak of his other things, his possessions, wealth, honor, family, home, and property. My dear brother, Dhritarashtra, your sons, friends, and well-wishers have all died, and you have now reached the end of your life. Your body is overcome with invalidity, and you are living in the home of another. You are blind from birth, and now you become hard of hearing. Your memory is feeble, your teeth are loose, your liver is defective, and you are constantly choking and coughing up mucus. And yet, Dhritarashtra, because you, like every other conditioned soul, you have powerful hopes of extending your life. So you are dragging on, maintaining yourself like a household dog eating remnants given by Bhima. There is no need to live such a degraded life, subsisting upon charity given by those whom you had formerly tried to kill by arson and poisoning. Dhritarashtra, in spite of your unwillingness to die and your hope to continue living even at the cost of sacrificing your honor, your body will dwindle and deteriorate like an old piece of cloth. But one who leaves home secretly and renounces his body in a remote place, undisturbed by material conditions, is called Dhira. Better still is the Narottam, best of men, who after realizing the falsity and misery of material existence, leaves home to realize and fully depend on God residing in his heart. My dear brother, the age of Kali is upon us and will diminish all the good qualities of men. Therefore, immediately leave, go to the Himalayas without informing your relatives. Although blind and disqualified from birth, Dhritarashtra always wanted to be the king. After Pandu died, this desire deepened, and as a result, Dhritarashtra sanctioned many wicked plans, hoping to attain the kingdom for his own sons. However, all his evil attempts failed because it was the will of the Lord. Yet even after his 100 sons died at Kurukshetra, because Yudhisthira was respectfully treating Dhritarashtra as the king, he wanted to pass on his remaining days in a seclusion surrounded by royal comforts. After hearing Vidura's instructions, Dhritarashtra became firmly convinced about the value of spiritual life. At once, he broke off the bondage of family affection with determination. He left home that night unannounced and traveled to the north, followed by his faithful wife Gandhari, even though he was no longer attached to her. The next morning, Yudhisthira performed his religious rites, Sandhya Vandanam, Surya Yajna, and giving Brahman Dan. And then he entered the palace to offer respects to his seniors, but he found that his aunt and uncle, Gandhari and Dhritarashtra, were missing. anxious. Yudhisthira asked Sanjay, "Where is your old blind uncle, my well-wisher Vidura, my mother Gandhari?" Although they were both highly mortified by the death of their sons, I have no doubt been most ungrateful. Having taken my offenses seriously, did they drown themselves in the Ganga? Due to the grief and mental agitation caused by the disappearance of his master, Dhritarashtra, the secretary and scribe, Sanjay, could not properly reply to Yudhisthira's question. Then, using his intelligence to pacify his mind, Sanjay wiped the tears from his eyes and answered, "I do not know anything about your uncles and Gandhari, for I have been cheated by those great souls." Narada Muni Bhajanavina Radhika Ramana Name. Narada Muni Bhajanavina Radhika Ramana Name. Narada Muni suddenly appeared. The Pandavas hastily stood up to welcome him and offer obeisances. "Narad," said Yudhisthira, "do you know where my uncles and aunt have gone? Please, you're like the captain, O Devarshi, of the ship. Please guide us so we attain the proper destination." Narad explained, "Don't lament. Everyone is controlled by Krishna. Krishna brings people together and disperses them like someone who arranges and rearranges his playthings. A cow is controlled by a rope passing through his nose. Humanity is conditioned to obey the laws of the Lord by being trained to follow the Vedic injunctions. Feelings of separation are due to illusory affection and nothing else. Give up your anxiety, which is due to ignorance of your soul. You're worried, how will these poor helpless creatures live without me? One's gross material body is under the control of time, karma, and the three gunas. Since this body is already in the jaws of the serpent of death, how can anyone give protection to others? Material life means a hard struggle for existence, wherein the weaker beings are devoured by the stronger ones." 1.13.47, Narada said, "Hastani sahastanam apadani chatushpadam falguni tatra mahatam jivo jivasya jivanam." Narada told Yudhisthira, "Ahastani, those without hands, are prey for those who have hands. Hastani sahastanam, those devoid of legs, apad, are the food for the four-legged, chatushpadam. The weak are the subsistence of the strong, falguni mahatam. And the general rule of this material world is that one living being is food for another. One jiva exists or maintains his jivanam by eating another jiva. Jivo jivasya jivanam." This is the life. This is the rule of this world, Yudhisthira. Turn your attention towards Krishna, who has already completed his mission by removing the burden of the earth. As long as Krishna is here, carry on with your duties. But as soon as Krishna departs, you should be prepared also to leave this mortal world. Dhritarashtra, Gandhari, and Vidura have gone to Saptashrota on the southern side of the Himalayas, where the Ganga divided into seven parts to please the Saptarishis. There, Dhritarashtra is practicing Ashtanga Yoga, performing Agnihotra, Teen Bar Snan, and drinking only water. By this, Dhritarashtra will realize his qualitative oneness with the Lord and become impervious to all material influences. Most likely, 5 days from today, Dhritarashtra will give up his body, burning it to ashes with his mystic fire. Seeing her husband burning with his thatched cottage, the chaste Gandhari will enter that fire with fixed attention. Observing this, Vidura will leave that place, overtaken by mixed feelings of delight and grief. He was amazed to see how his brother Dhritarashtra had become a liberated yogi. But at the same time, he regretted that he could not turn Dhritarashtra into a pure devotee of Krishna. Saying this, Narada departed through the airways, taking Narada's instructions to his heart. Yudhisthira freed himself from all lamentation.